Good morning, Jeff. How are
Good
you?
morning. I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for having me and including me in your celebration.
We appreciate it. It's always good to see what's happening in the school because that really is a big part of what a community really, when people are looking for a community, the schools is kind of top of mind for them. But we're coming to the end of a school year, right?
I think so, yeah.
So how did this year go? Was this a half, you know, COVID protocol year in a sense, or what was the situation for your school?
We've had about six different plans since the beginning of COVID, and this year I think may have been the most challenging. And I think, and I'll speak for me, that there are a lot of things that I predicted or we as a district predicted, but so many things we didn't. So coming out of a pandemic brought about many, many challenges. When a lot of students had been in school for a couple of years and getting students to come back to school, and then the interaction, because obviously students benefit from having older role models in our schools to model after, and that didn't happen. So just a number of challenges. It's been an exhausting year, but I tell you what, we have an amazing staff who truly stepped up and made sure that our kids and their families had what they needed. So the priorities of our staff are just amazing.
And last night, we learned that the school board offered you at a contract extension, mm-hmm. 5 years. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you very much.
You addressed the school board, and you talked about how a lot of people are working together to make this happen, to improve the schools, take it to the next level. Can you talk a little bit about that and the relationship with the school board?
Sure. Let me start with the relationship first. And I've been a superintendent now for about 20 years. And I can tell you that the board that I have in Lorain is among the best I've ever had. Just amazing people, people that truly represent leaders in our community and are here for the right reasons. And what I mean by that is there aren't several personal agendas. People just really want to roll up their sleeves and fix the situation that we're in. Now back to the, you know, what we're doing as a team. And just as a reminder, we are still under House Bill 70, which means our board truly has absolutely no authority except to put a levy on the ballot. The CEO has the full legal authority of the superintendent and the full legal authority of the Board of Education. However, I've been back now for a couple of years, and we've behaved as a healthy organization does and should, which is with oversight, board oversight. So I've not made any decisions without board approval. We take everything to the board agenda. And so we've been in this role now for a couple of years, but transitioning back to a situation where, when I say we are working together, I would say the administrative team, the board, the staff, the community, parents, we're all trying to align ourselves and listen to what concerns are and again, address those concerns as a healthy organization should, which is collectively.
And even at least one of the school board members last night talked about that. You may not always disagree, you may not mm-hmm. always agree, but you work through that.
Yeah. And I think that if every school board member was supposed to agree with every other school board member on every issue, you'd only need one school board member. And if they're always supposed to agree with me, you wouldn't need any. So I think what we have, and people see a board meeting and it looks like there's a bunch of things on the agenda and they vote on it and move on. There's a lot of work behind the scenes. It's all public, I mean, but it's not always on television. But we meet on a regular basis. We talk on a regular basis. We debate on a regular basis. So by the time the school board meetings roll around, those issues and concerns and situations have been properly vetted. So it's a very, very, very healthy relationship and one that I truly appreciate.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Jeff Graham from the Lorain City Schools as we celebrate Lorain from the United Way on Broadway. As we mentioned, the school year is winding down, but things really don't slow down for the summer. What's on the agenda for the summer as you get ready for the next school year?
Yeah, we have a very strong strategic plan that, again, was put together collectively with many, many minds and faces. Excuse me. And we're implementing it. So right now we are in the process. We haven't had we haven't had much of an arts program in our district for about a decade. And we're revitalizing that. We recognize that a robust arts program is necessary. And there's a strong correlation between a strong, robust robust arts program before the age of 9 and graduation, strong correlation. And we looked at some of the research of experts and student success, and arts were a part of that. So starting next year, we'll have a very strong arts program from K-12. Actually, we surveyed our students and our families, and the number one arts program was dance. So we'll have a dance program, K-12. We'll have a strong visual arts, performing arts program, K-12. We'll have a strong STEM program, which is Project Lead the Way, that is currently a career tech program in our high school and was offered as a pilot in one of our middle schools, and it will now be a pre-K 12 program. Amazing opportunities there. For example, our kindergartners will be coding. They'll be programming robots. The Project Lead the Way is a problem-based program. So it's problem-based cooperative learning. So students will be given a challenge and go figure it out. Go create and test an animal shelter. So it's go to decide or determine how best to heat this house, insulate this house, and then so there's the math. It's interdisciplinary. So it's all the different disciplines working together, and students have to take knowledge from every course to create something special. So it's pretty exciting times.
Well, I applaud you for bringing back the arts, because a lot of times when a budget is looked at, that seems to be the one that really gets taken off. And you know, the Lorraine is such an arts community. Even here on Broadway, we see all the different businesses and these people that are out there. Hopefully at some point maybe they can have some mentors related to this.
They're already
folks.
Partnering with us. So yeah, we're tapping into our local experts to figure out how to do this the right way. And I agree that when the budgets get tight because the arts aren't tested, we tend to cut the arts. But again, I don't think we always realize the value and importance that arts have on a collective learning process and how students connect with schools.
Right. There's a social and emotional aspect of arts that isn't always happening in the other sciences and disciplines too.
Yep.
You bring out there.
Agree completely.
Something you have coming up tomorrow night, Spring Fling, what's that?
It's what we're trying to do, and this will be, our third time to, again, just an opportunity to engage our community. And it's free for everybody. It's families, children welcome, regardless of where you go to school, what you do. But there'll be a number of activities. If anyone's been to our previous two, again, we listened to feedback and we reacted appropriately. But there'll be all kinds of activities, many giveaways, visors and hats for our children, free food. I think it's going to be a taco night, be a taco bar. We have actually zip lining. The zip line will be 150 feet off the ground. So we're trying to create opportunities for our community to gather and offer opportunities for our families to experience things they might not otherwise have the opportunity to. Wow. In the winter, it was ice skating, and now it's zip lining. So
you have a little bit of a moniker of We Believe going on.
Yep.
Is that catching on, or people?
It is. Yeah, it's. I see a lot of backdrops, and people bring it up in conversation. And so, yeah, it is. We understand our situation. We understand we are with House Bill 70. We understand that we've been judged negatively by lawmakers and others because of our test scores. But we know who we are, and we have a plan, and we believe that we're going to turn this thing around much quicker than people realize, I believe.
Well, they got you as the leader, and you were sort of there on another term, and you kind of. But obviously, there was something that drew you back that you thought, there's things here that I like and that can be a part of and help.
Not just I like, and I mentioned this last night at the board meeting too. I've been in a number of places, and I think the average tenure of a superintendent is 2.2 years at one time. I've never felt more at home than I do in Lorraine. And this is a place I had the opportunity to come back, and I'm just blessed and just truly thankful that things worked out the way they did for me and my family. And I'm looking forward to, again, continuing to engage with the community and get this place going in the right direction.
Sounds great. We appreciate you stopping in this morning as we celebrate Lorraine. And I don't know if you, Craig, did you see this right on cue? We started to talk to Dr. Graham, and then the Lorraine City School Bus goes right behind you here moments before that as well. So getting that
good time. Yeah, I they were
it's radio, though, so no one saw it except me. But I appreciated sort of the juxtaposition that was taking place at that time. Dr. Graham, we appreciate you stopping in.
Thank you very much. Again, appreciate the invitation.
Joining us again this morning, Superintendent CEO of Lorraine City Schools, Dr. Jeff Graham. Coming up, we're going to find out what's happening over at the Lollipop Gift Shop there at the Ariel on Broadway in Lorraine. Lolly Bansick will join us right on the other side of this break here on WEOL.